Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Yesterday we were talking about the six facts that make us a missionary. And it doesn't mean that we have to go to a foreign field, because God has appointed us and ordained us right where we are. We shared about how that we were chosen, and how that we were ordained and appointed, and how that we were commanded to go. Go to the sinner, go to those that are sick, those that need to hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ, and to show mercy. We are to go to show love and mercy and compassion. And the fourth point is that we should bear fruit in our going. You know, being a missionary, we have to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others, as we obey the Father who has chosen us and who has equipped us. And as we go about our mission and our purpose in life, we cannot help but bear the wonderful fruit of the Holy Spirit. We not only bear fruit in our own lives, as I said, but we will bear fruit in the lives of others for the sake of the kingdom. We are never too old, and we are never too young to bear fruit or to be fruitful in the Christian life. The facts about fruit bearing are beautiful. First of all, fruit is to be produced in all periods of life. There is no stopping and starting point as Christians when we should bear fruit. It is to be produced when we are young, middle-aged, and even into our old age. And fruit is to be perennial. That means that it's a constant growing up. It's not annual. We don't have to keep plucking up the dead. There is a pruning process, but our fruit should be just year after year. It should produce and keep producing. It's perennial. It's not just annual. I always think about that scripture about faith when Jesus said to Peter, "Thou of little faith," when he was beginning to seek, when he was beginning to go down into the water, when Jesus called him to walk on the water. The actual Greek meaning of "O ye of little faith" means a little spurt of faith. That, you know, faith is something that should be a constant in our life, like fruit bearing. It's perennial. It's ongoing. It will always come up. It will produce what is sown there. And just like our faith should be ongoing. It should be constant, not just little spurts of it. And fruit is to be grown only upon good ground. And this, of course, we know is to stay in the Word, is to ground ourselves in the Holy Word of God, so that this fruit we will know will be of God. Also, there should be many varieties of fruit, and we are taught this in Galatians. There is love, and there is joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And this is a lot of fruit bearing here. I don't know about you, but when I come to the fruit of patience, I know that Jesus will be working on this fruit on me until he returns to take me home with him. So our fruit should be in many varieties. And our fruit is to be without defect. That means that when we are walking in the Spirit and we are obeying to the best of our ability what we know, Jesus covers all of those things in our lives that doesn't maybe always look so good to us, but he covers them with his love. In fact, it is a great thing to pray that God covers your defects. I always pray that God cover my defects and cover my lack of love when I don't mean to be unlovely, or when I don't mean to be defective for your kingdom. Just cover it with your life and with your light and with your life and with your love. Ephesians 5:9 says, "For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." And lastly, our fruit bearing will be the product of heavenly wisdom. It says, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, it's pure, and then it's peace-loving, it's considerate, it's submissive, it's full of mercy and good fruit, and it's impartial and it's sincere. Boy, if we could just live up to that James 3:17, that in itself is a beautiful verse, beloved, that our fruit should bear the wisdom of heaven. And that means that it is pure, and our motive is pure when we walk with the Lord. Also, the last fact about our mission field is that our fruit should remain. There are some enduring things that will abide as we walk with Christ in our life's work. He will divinely supply our physical food, just as Elijah was strengthened by the food the angel of the Lord prepared for him when doing what God had told him to do. So it is with us. We will be given what we need at the time we need it. He will supply us with our spiritual food as we work for food that endures to eternal life, because he wants our fruit to remain. He wants us to trust him. And the only way that anything remains is when it is entrusted back to God. Anytime we are given anything, no matter what it is, talent or whatever, when we give it back to God, it will remain. Our works will survive if they are built up on Jesus Christ himself. And the three graces of faith, hope, and love are the three things that will remain, and with love being the greatest. These are the three graces that will endure the test of time, and we should always strive to walk in love. The unseen things will remain. In 2 Corinthians, it says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Trust the fruit of your labor to God. The unseen things, those results that you don't see. When you get discouraged, I know my husband and I here in the ministry at the radio station, many times we may not see the results of the ministry that's going out over the air, but we have to trust the fruit of the labor of so many that go out over the air, that just to the Holy Spirit, to God the Father. The last fact of our mission is that we shall receive from Christ himself what we ask as we walk with him. For we will have learned that we won't ask anything contrary to his will, or ask for things that aren't really necessary. This is when we will receive from Jesus Christ himself. As we go forth from this place to do our mission and duty in life, you know, wherever you are, let us remember the Red Sea Rule. And the Red Sea Rule is just 4 points. You're right where you are to be, beloved. Secondly, seek God's glory rather than your own comfort. Thirdly, acknowledge your enemy, but keep your eyes always on your Lord Jesus Christ. And number four, ask the Holy Spirit to pray for God's will in your life daily, and you will have a great mission field.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.